Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Layers Lair. My name is Spencer.
This is Katie.
And it's over.
It's the final.
Yeah, it's our last episode of the season. We have to wait another 9 months.
10 months.
10 months for more Bake Off.
Yeah.
Maddie Magoo is our champion.
Woohoo!
Dan finally lost.
I mean, chances were he was going to.
Well, he did. And all is well.
We don't have to watch him wear cargo shorts anymore this year. Yeah.
Probably not next year either.
2024, he's back. He's just like knocking on our door in cargo shorts.
They should have like a champions season or something.
I wonder, I feel like they've done, well, they do the holiday episodes where past contestants come back,
yeah.
But it's never like the top of the class.
No, and it's never really competitive.
No,
either.
No.
There should be a whole season with like the 14 winners.
That would be great. They're all like off doing a bunch of amazing things right now.
Well,
most of them. I don't know.
Okay, get 10 of them or whatever.
You just want to watch more Maddie. I do too. It sounds great.
Yeah. What if you could watch like Maddie and
Rahul?
Sure.
And you didn't care for him?
No, not really.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Giuseppe, think of the silly things Maddie and Giuseppe would get up to.
They would get up to so much shenanigan. It would be great.
Shenanigan.
Yeah, just
singular.
Like the like
just one.
The substance of shenanigans is shenanigan.
Mm.
Uh-huh, that's right.
The root?
Sure. That's right.
Okay.
You heard me.
Anyway, where do you want to start? You want to do our usual routine?
Let's do the usual routine.
Okay.
The only thing we have at the end is we have more scoring to talk through because we have a season-long arc to bring to a close.
Right, right.
So.
Okay, well, fashion-wise, Allison was back, which
Allison
always
was back.
Helps.
Yep. And I cannot remember what she was wearing right now. Oops.
It was like the blue sort of like animal printy dress.
Yep, yep, yep. Big fan of all of her prints generally.
Noel. Yeah, Noel was doing Noel things fashion-wise.
Being real Noel-ish. Yep.
Dan, I think, wore the exact same shorts and shoes he's worn on every episode so far this season.
His shoes, like, I remarked on how ugly those are this week. I think I paused it to turn to you and tell you how ugly those shoes were.
They're like Reebok. It looks like if Reebok made skate shoes.
Yeah, but then also, like, accidentally dipped them in a gum sole, like, for the front and back.
Accidentally.
Yeah, it was an accident, for sure. Like, who would do that intentionally? Dan.
So there's our fashion takeaway for the week.
Well, wait, you didn't talk about how he had his shirt buttoned all the way up.
Okay.
Not noteworthy.
I mean, Dan's fashion is noteworthily bad every week. So I just feel like it's...
Okay. Then we had a couple of like solid tees and solid shorts from our other solid lads.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh has not been... His fashion has not been noteworthy at any point in this season.
I would not say so.
Nor has Maddie's, really.
No.
He wears, like, short shorts and a t-shirt every week.
He wears clothes that fit him more than the other men on the show, so...
Yeah,
which isn't saying a whole lot, Paul Hollywood.
Dan dresses like he doesn't know that he's fit.
I think that's true. Oh, I love it.
Anyway. Oh, Maddie did have some nice Air Maxes on this week. He's had a couple choice
sneaker
selections throughout the weeks.
I think I want you to help me buy some Air Maxes, like find some that I like. That's all.
Is that an aside?
That's an aside.
Okay.
You don't have to edit it out, but just that's an aside I was thinking about.
Okay. I can do that.
Thank you. All right.
Vocab.
There were a couple.
One, and now I can't remember what. There was one where we both turned to each other.
And we're like, huh?
Fuck, what was it?
This is not going to make for good podcasting because neither of us can remember.
Well, I'm glad I brought it up.
No, the one thing I will say about vocab is there were again, like last week, a couple of things that I've now learned, which to me made me feel like the Maddie of this season, where I had clearly learned from things that I picked up in previous episodes, and it made me better for it.
9 weeks ago, you never could have known those words.
Exactly. Exactly. My knowledge of British slang is Maddie's piped shoe buns.
Okay. Sure. I see it.
Going with it. Also, just in vocab, this is just maybe an overall thing, but Dan really was calling those guys lads and like little boys and youngins a couple of times.
Okay. The competitive Dan is just another layer of a thing I don't care for.
Wait, hang on. You don't like Dan? I don't get it.
Well, okay. I think up until this point, it's mostly been unwarranted how much I dislike him. it's just like a real personal vendetta for the most part.
Okay. Personal vendetta. Yes, go on.
But this week, when like they were talking to him after the showstopper before they announced the winner, and he was talking about how close it was.
Yeah, that's right. He was.
And how like, you know, maybe it's between the other two. It's like, bro, you didn't do anything right.
No, they said
all weekend.
They said yours were terrible, just like top to bottom.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Are you like clinging to your second place technical finish?
Right, like you weren't good at anything this week.
Well,
of course you're not at the top.
Okay, so here's my theory on this. It is so like warm and comforting in the tent, and all the interactions are so positive that he may be getting a false sense of positivity through that.
And no one else seems to.
Well, yeah, I don't know. No, you're right. You're right. I'm trying.
So. And like, sure, with three people, okay, third is still pretty close to first, I guess. But like,
there was a lot of daylight between them.
Yeah, as much as there could be for three people left. Like, yeah. It was pretty clearly a two-man competition at the end there.
Kind of surprisingly so. Like, I feel like the final is usually much closer. And here we had two breakaway early.
I think it was very close between Maddie and Josh.
I think you're right. Yes. But usually all three are usually like in competition, I feel like.
Anecdotally, I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, I can't substantiate it either. So right, cool.
I just feel like there have been times where somebody like kind of shits their pants in the final.
No, you're right.
I can't point to a specific example right now, but yep. I don't know if we've had like a bin whack in the final.
No,
I'm certain we haven't, but I don't think this is terribly unique in terms of like one or two people pulling away or one person pulling away in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of this. So last year we had Shabira, Sandro, and Abdul, and I think like, I honestly don't remember, but yeah. Anyway, great. Let's dig into this more with no information to back us up.
Look, it's been 10 weeks.
Yep. Oh no, we
don't know what we're talking about.
If people didn't figure it out by now, this is not on us.
You know what you're getting at this point. Shall we go through the actual bakes?
Let's do it.
All right. So first up for the signature. We had to make some eclairs.
Yeah. Do you like eclairs?
No, I don't really like filled paste, or rather, I don't like creamy, custardy things.
Yes.
And so pastries that are filled with them don't do much for me.
The proportions of filling to shell was
aggressive.
Massive. And Prue like was pointing out the thicker. She liked the thickest ones the best.
Yeah, which to me seemed like way overdone.
Yeah.
But I also just don't like that. So if you do, more of it is probably better.
Yep.
But to me, it's more of a bad thing.
Agreed. Yeah. When she was describing the textures of Dan's that were like soft and they looked all anemic. And as soon as he didn't put sugar on them to put in the oven, you knew he was done.
It's not going
to
crisp up on top.
Yeah.
And then like the bottom didn't either though. Like Prue picked it up and the whole thing drooped. Ugh,
it was gross.
Yeah.
Whereas Maddie was, I loved watching him be like, I'm going to put it in there a little bit longer so it dries out more. Part of me was like, oh no, what's he doing? But then part of me was like, maybe he knows.
So I think they have played up some of his Magooishness in the editing too.
Oh, yeah.
Of like, I'm sure every baker questions things that they're doing at various points.
And they hear from Maddie.
They don't necessarily highlight it every time, or they're not as funny about their own uncertainty as he is. So it doesn't make the cut. Like,
yeah. No, that's a really good
point. There's a lot of entertainment value in him being like, I don't know how to bake.
Laura told me what to do.
Whereas, like, you know, another baker might be not saying those things out loud, or in Dan's case, maybe projecting confidence instead.
Yeah, yeah. Which is like, that is my favorite kind of cut, when we get the confidence. Like when, well, okay, this is jumping into the showstopper, but when he was talking about his lemon, and Prue was like, you know, the lemon drizzle, if you don't get enough lemon, ugh, you really want to hit the flavors. And he was like, well, I'm going to get the flavor perfect. It's not going to be too much. It's like, oh, you know.
I do like the game of, are they highlighting this because it's going to pay off, or are they highlighting this because it's going to crash and burn?
They still
get me sometimes.
Yeah, in the case of the drying out the eclairs, it was perfect. It like nailed everything. So
I also really, I've never seen someone actually bake the
shoe pastry? The craquelon.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is that word actually? I've heard it a bunch of times.
C-R-A-Q-U-E-L-I-N.
Craquelon?
Craquelon. It's like a French thing, and this is my terrible French accent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's always sounded like crack-along to me, but I know that can't be it.
I'm just going to throw out, we do watch this with closed captions.
Well, sure. So anyway, I've never seen that in action before, and it didn't look like something that should be baked.
Yeah.
It looked like chocolate or something almost that would have melted, but it obviously isn't.
So it's actually more like a cookie-like dough. So it's made, it just had a lot of chocolate in it, I think. Or the one that Maddie made had that.
Why does it break up like that then? Is it just really thin?
It's really thin. I mean, it's kind of like the top of a sugar cookie looks like that when you bake it.
Isn't that just from putting a shitload of sugar on top?
Well, no, I think it's the dough itself too.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what it is. It's like a crunchy cookie crustish like thing. It's really hard to say.
Crunchy cookie crustish?
It's essentially a buttery brown sugar streusel-ish cookie dough that's placed on top of the pastry.
A very sugary dough.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That like sort of caramelizes on top.
Yes. Cool. Yep. And like has that nice splitting to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, after the signature, how did you feel about where Josh and Maddie stood?
Well, Dan was clearly at the bottom.
Dog's dinner, Dan.
I'm trying to remember what the feedback was for Maddie and Josh. I remember it being like fairly equal.
Yeah. I think Maddie got the, like for one of his eclairs, it was like the banana was perfect.
Yeah, but wasn't.
But it didn't have the caramel that he advertised it would
have. That's what it was. Yeah, it was missing one flavor,
yes.
But otherwise perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, it did seem fairly consistent between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The technical, as always, does not matter.
Clearly. I mean, case in point. Like this. Also, what in the world was that technical?
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
You're just done.
Well, that thing was hideous. No one's ever made one of those. The instructions were very vague. Like, that was a classic, no one has a chance technical.
It remains a popular weekend tea cake in the southern counties of England. Just FYI.
I didn't mean no one. I meant none of the three bakers knew what it was.
No, they really didn't. Maybe Dan did. Didn't they say Dan did?
He would have said he did, whether he did or didn't.
Well, when they were asking him how old he was, he was like, yeah, yeah. He knew.
How old
He's
is he?
He's 42.
Okay. They were really making a lot of old jokes for him being like right in the middle of the pack age-wise. Yeah.
Well, okay, so don't look at the ages. Do you know whether Josh or Maddie is older?
I think Josh is.
No, Josh is 27. Maddie's 28.
Huh?
Yeah, for real.
I thought, weird. Okay, maybe I was confusing Tasha. I thought somebody was 26 and somebody was 29. This doesn't really matter.
But neither of those things, but whatever, that's cool.
Somebody might have had a birthday since the show.
That's true. That's true. And I know you're all over their Instagrams. So
I'm not, but just Dana's.
Okay, so lardy cakes look gross. I never like the bakes that have random bits of like fruit. I don't like dried fruit surprises. No, it just looks like
a fatty, shitty, wet fruit cake.
Gross. Those are some of the grossest words I've ever had to hear you say in combination.
Yeah.
Ugh. Sorry, that's how listeners. yeah. Well, and Dan burned his, but it was still better than Maddie's.
Well, they didn't eat Maddie's.
Because it was not cooked.
It was not edible.
Yeah. And then, like, you made a bunch of lard, so no one's going to want to eat that anyway. No. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I thought, if anything, that would give Josh the win at the end, because his was like okay and Maddie's was inedible.
And that,
like,
would edge out.
But that's a pretty big gap between those two.
Yes.
Whereas, like, sometimes first to third in the technical is fairly tight. Like, this was not.
It's true. It's true.
But they loved the fuck out of his crooked layer cake.
Should we move on to the showstopper?
Yeah, sure.
His layer cake was on the wonk.
Which, I guess that matters. I don't know. Like, it seems like such a, like, yes, visually it makes a big difference, but that's like a fairly minor mistake
to me.
And
I think that's where they landed. Because in all of their reviews of the bake quality, the texture, the flavors, out of the park. Like,
yeah,
totally out of the park.
And that's a thing, too, where, like, you do have to cut some corners for time.
Yeah.
One way or another. If you nailed everything else and it was like a little bit too warm when you assembled it, or like you didn't get the dowels perfect because you were trying to do it in 30 seconds to put it up on the table. Like, to me, that's not necessarily a reflection of the quality of your baking.
Yeah.
Nearly as much as like a flavor being off or a texture being off or it not being what you told them it was going to be.
Yes.
Like, that's a minor execution thing as opposed to like an actual baking
error deficit.
Or yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
And they see, like, that was the harshest feedback they had for Josh in a long time, was that bake.
It really was, which means it really must have been poor. Like, you could tell visually, all that piping looked, it looked pedestrian, which I don't want to use that as a pejorative, because being pedestrian isn't a bad thing. It looked elementary.
Is that the same origin of those two words?
I don't know. I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
It looked elementary and like.
Well, now we're.
We're just
now being in elementary school is bad.
Yeah.
Stupid whatever. Kids can't even make cakes.
Yeah. No, I didn't think it looked good. And it just didn't wow, too. Like, it was one kind of texture. It just didn't look nice.
Yeah.
It was dedicated to his nan.
Which, okay, bud.
Oh, okay. We haven't talked about home visits.
The visit with Josh's parents was very sweet.
That was very sweet.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
learning that Maddie did not apply for Bake Off.
Yes.
Love that they held on to that until the end of the season.
I know.
That had to have come up at other points, and they must have just held it.
Nope. We're gonna keep this in the pocket.
Which is crazy, because, like, what if he got sent home and you were just holding on to that the whole time?
Well, okay, then they would have cut it in, probably.
Maybe, but like, what if he said it in week three and he went home in week five?
Yeah, they'd say it in his, like, goodbye thing. Anyway.
Maybe.
But
yeah, that's awesome that his fiance was just like,
no, you're doing this.
Yeah. Go bake, bud.
I love it.
Get out of here for 10 weeks.
Well, and then to also learn, they kind of like slipped this in there, but Josh applied twice.
Did he?
Yeah. He applied once when his nan was still alive.
Well, I thought he waited. I thought it was she wanted him to, but he waited.
I think he did, but that he didn't get in. And then they said something like she wasn't here to see it the second time when he got on or something
that.
So that's very sweet.
I've heard, which I'm sure you're right. Because I'm remembering the first time they brought it up, I thought he said that his nan encouraged him to apply in like 19 or 20, and he didn't apply, but then this time he did.
Okay. Either
way.
Let's just create some lore about that. I think that's great.
More Josh's nan lore.
But yeah, very, very sweet home visits. His parents are adorable.
I don't think we've discussed this on the show. I think this was just in person. Well, you give me a weird look.
No, I'm not.
I think we settled the brother or boyfriend debate with Josh.
I think so. Yes.
I'm solidly in the brother camp.
Do you want to just like give a little background here for those who, you know, weren't two of the listeners that we had this conversation with?
Sure. In all the like home stuff and like all over Josh's social media, there's always another dude about his age, but that person has never been introduced. And like on social media, he never says who it is or tags him or anything. And so we were playing brother or boyfriend.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure it's brother.
I'm pretty sure it's brother too.
Who like maybe they still live together or something?
Because it's always the family unit.
Is it always the four of them?
Not always, but a lot on the Instagram. Okay. That maybe suggests that at least one or both of them lives at home. Yeah.
Or like I know siblings in their 20s who live together, like not at their parents' home.
That's
too.
True. Yeah, that's true. And if he's 27, like, you know, he's still a pretty young dude.
That's not that weird, especially if that's a younger brother too, which it looks like it
exactly.
might be.
Yeah.
He might be.
Okay. So brother, boyfriend, brother.
Oh, I was just trying to think through the other home visits.
Dan's was not memorable.
Okay. Why? Why was he not telling his kids? Because they would have told other people?
I think that's it. They were too little to keep a secret for the time they would need to keep a secret.
And you can't tell anyone that you're on it?
I think you can't tell anybody that you're on it until it gets announced.
It's done filming.
Because, you know, when they announce the Bakers, that's like after it's done filming.
Okay, when they announce the season, it's totally wrapped.
Yes, when they announce the season, because I think they wrap it in July and then they announce things like in September.
August or September.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if he would have gotten sent home and they know the result, you can't announce that until the end.
Right. But then, like, there's still the issue of his kids then knew in July that he made the final and didn't win.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it doesn't really solve the problem.
It totally
that's
doesn't.
What I that could like it delays it, I guess, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I don't know.
That 10 weeks of aging allowed them to develop
the maturity
secret keeping abilities.
Probably. They just really drilled on that skill, that social skill for the last 10 weeks.
Without any reason, just
yep.
Hey guys, here's
Remember,
how you keep a secret.
All right, so back to the show.
The main thing you want to teach your kids early is how to keep secrets.
Well, I mean, you do want to keep you want to be able to.
No,
as a child who blurted a lot of things out, it was something that I had to get coached on. Let's keep going. So
one of my students very loudly and just blurting out corrected a grammatical error by a teacher the other day. And I thought of you.
Oh, thank you, my love. That's so sweet.
I wish I could remember what it was. It was like somebody used the wrong tense or something. Oh. And she was like, it's this thing.
Like, so basically 7-year-old Katie.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds great. Thank you for thinking of me.
You were ahead of schedule, though. This kid was like 11 or 12.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean.
Duh.
All right.
A very advanced, rude 7-year-old. Thank you very much.
God, this is okay. So anyway, celebration cakes. Let's talk about Dan's for a minute because, you know, it was bad.
I mean, I think this whole week came down to Maddie whooped their asses in the showstopper.
Yeah, that's all it was.
And the other stuff was
not
like
all it was, but
the signature was close enough. Aside from Dan's was bad.
Yep. Technical doesn't matter.
Technical doesn't matter. And Maddie absolutely crushed the showstopper. And
yep.
Josh flopped. Like
he
that's
did.
Really all I think that's all it came down
I
to.
I think you're right. And Dan just like put something out there but flailed the whole time.
It was too late for Dan at that point.
It like, definitely was too late, but even that last bake was really gross looking
and
unimpressive. And why did everything have white chocolate? Just that question.
Yeah, he trying to take their feedback in the final week to simplify things and then still failing and then like simplifying your show, your last showstopper is not the time to take that note.
It's not, no.
And if you do take the note, you have to actually do it.
Yeah, yeah. He just put out a bunch of things that didn't taste good and had bad textures.
And looked bad, too.
Looked bad.
Like those collars,
macarons.
There was like a 3-inch gap on one of those collars they tried to cover with the world's flattest, wettest looking macarons. Like,
for a guy who knows how to button up his collar all the way to the neck, he couldn't get that collar all the way around. Get him.
That cake was thicker than his neck.
Didn't know what to do. All right. Any other thoughts on the bakes or the...
Now let's get to the scoring. We got a lot to do.
We got a lot to do. Okay, so
our season-long winners.
Our season-long winners. What you've all been waiting for all these 10 weeks. Okay, so first off, week 10. Let's get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. This is related, but also a note. I don't think anyone cried.
No, nobody cried.
That's crazy.
I mean, they picked three mediocre white men. Are you really?
How dare you call Maddie mediocre?
Okay. I guess I'm just not really shocked.
No. Yeah, the all white man final. We probably should have seen that coming. Yeah,
not a huge range of emotion.
That might be a first.
Yeah. The emotional range of a teaspoon was displayed, maybe.
Sure. It's a deep cut Harry Potter reference out of nowhere. Ron Weasley just catching strays during our Bake Off podcast.
All right, so.
But like no family even, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
That wasn't the bonus question, but I don't think there was a single tear in that episode.
Well, okay, so there were tears from Josh's parents when they were talking about his nan.
Sure. No bake related.
No bake related tears. No. Nope, there weren't. No. There were plenty of dry eyes out there after the sky dried up.
No soggy faces.
No soggy face. Ew, gross. Okay, on to the league.
Yeah.
So this week, we had one brave soul pick Dan. I don't know.
One person picked Dan to win?
Well, if you've been listening to this podcast and you picked Dan.
I mean, you could be listening and disagreeing with us.
I guess so. You're just casting your protest votes every week?
Assuming that everyone who listens agrees with everything we say.
I don't know. Maybe. So we had Dan get one vote, and then Josh was far and away the favorite, and a few folks picked Maddie. In terms of scoring, it was a pretty straightforward week. I will say, you know, Dan certainly lost his 10 points in many ways, but in scoring ways, he lost that for wearing cargo shorts. So he
just arbitrarily upped it to 10.
No, you put it at 10.
Because you said it should be 20.
You moderated me.
I talked you down to 10.
Okay, fine. See, I'm a good negotiator.
Don't put that on me.
A good negotiator. Okay, so let's see the down at the bottom then. The one person, sorry, Shep, you picked Dan. So
yeah, that's a tough one.
You lose. We had a bunch
of people. You knew he was starting in a 10-point hole. Like, exactly. Come on.
I mean, maybe you just really believe in your guy. That's good. So then up at the top, we had six people who picked Maddie, and I will name them off.
A lot of Josh picks, huh?
A lot of Josh picks. Wow. Mostly Josh picks this week. I mean, I picked Josh.
I mean, I probably would have too, honestly. But.
Yeah. So we had Sierra K, Darian, Mary, Nick B, Gabby, and then Faye W. And I also want to give a shout out to Faye W, who says, sorry for not playing along recently. I pushed a baby out last month, playing catch up now, and happy I can binge your podcast. So congratulations. Right. Okay, so that is week 10. Should we talk about season long scores?
Yes, please.
Okay. So
and nobody got the bonus because everybody
got the bonus.
Or wait.
Because nobody cried. You asked the question of who will not cry. And so whoever you picked was correct because none of them cried.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
Well, that maybe wasn't the right way to phrase that. Oh, well.
I mean.
Points for all.
Points for all. All right. So we have a very lengthy spreadsheet with everybody who played this year. With everybody who played this year, and I made the decision that in order to be scored at the top, you needed to have played 9 or 10 weeks. If you missed a week, that's cool. We understand. But
9 or 10, that's a high threshold. Okay.
I set it pretty high. Do you disagree?
No, that I trust you as the one who did the scoring all year.
I will say we had a lot of folks who played really consistently. So awesome. I hope that this was a fun part of your fall and we really enjoyed playing with you.
There were a handful of people that were there every week.
Yeah. So I'm going to name them all off now.
Okay.
So we had Anna S, Caitlin S., Amanda S., Matilda, Martin N., Darian N., and Jennifer C.
Let's go.
All 10 weeks. Congratulations. I didn't even make it here all 10 weeks. You had to do the scoring 1 week.
Well, you recorded all 10 weeks.
That's true.
You flew back in yesterday just to catch the finale and record a pod.
That's true. All right. So then our season-long winners of the folks who played 10 or 9 weeks this year. I'm just going to read them from bottom to top because it's fun to call out people's names.
Go for it.
So in 13th place, with 35 points, but having played 10 weeks, we have Anna S. So really shit score, but way to be here every single week. Congratulations.
Really shit score. Congratulations.
What?
Brutal. I'm going to play the world's longest drum roll over this whole rollout. Put it in post. Just okay. A 20-minute drum roll as we go from 13th to first.
Okay. You can score it next year. All right.
No, I literally can't.
I made a pivot table to do this.
Yeah, exactly. So see,
you
I can't.
You can be like Maddie and learn how to do a pivot table over the course of next season.
Yeah, it'll take me 10 weeks, but maybe I'll figure it out. All right. Sorry. 12th.
In 12th place, we have Shep with 54 points. Also, like, pretty low. We had a lot of people score higher than this, but cool. In 11th place, we have Caitlin S. In 10th place, we have Kathy C. I'm not reading off the scores now because they're all not awesome. So you can go in and see your score.
Your scores all suck. Congratulations, you suck at a made-up game.
That is kind of what I'm saying. In 9th place, we have Amanda S. In 8th place, we have Matilda. And in 7th place, we have Martin N. So now we're getting into 6th place with 90 points, which I am going to deem a pretty good score. We have Theo or Teo, not sure how you pronounce your name. In 5th place with 100 points, we have Janie. In 4th place with 101.5 points, sounds like a radio, like channel. With 101.5 points.
Just gonna leave you hanging on that one.
We have Darian N. With 119 points in 3rd place, we have Jennifer C. In 2nd place with 122 points, we have Chetta G. And then in 1st place with 130.5 points, we have Nick B. So congratulations to our winners.
Yeah, Nick. Well done.
Well done. One and all.
Who's in last? Who's in last?
Oh, well, it doesn't. You have the spreadsheet open. You can read that.
Last place with negative 40 is Aaron M.
How do you feel after saying that?
Great.
Okay.
I think there's some potential controversy here, though, with your 9-week cutoff.
Well, that's fine. People can feel things.
Because if it were an 8-week cutoff, we have a different winner.
Okay. Would you
think
like
we should give a shout out to Lulu, who would have won had we stated the rules at the beginning of the competition. Instead of after the whole thing was done, making it up arbitrarily.
Okay. No, I think you're on to something. I think you're on to something. Anybody else you want to call out here?
An honorable mention to Lulu, Joe H, and Sierra K.
Yep. I think you're right.
You guys would have all cracked the top 10 were it not for our arbitrary ruling.
You're right. Now that you sorted it that way, I'm kind of like, oh, okay.
Congratulations. None of you win anything. There are no real winners or losers here.
We're all winners because we enjoyed this delightful show together.
And we've been making up the rules as we go.
100%. 100%. In summary, don't wear cargo shorts.
This is advice for our listeners or for future contestants?
These are just sage wisdom parting words.
Just, yeah. All right. Any others?
No. It was delightful doing this podcast with you this year, my love.
So. And also with you.
Thank you. All right.
We'll maybe back in the fall. We'll see.
Everybody have a great non-bake-off season.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.